And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, devotional diamond of the day, that which gets bold in Scripture, slaps you across the face and says, listen to me, listen to me. Our devotional diamond of the day, the first thing we know. The first thing we know. Plus, we're going to do a little techno on you because it's going to be Job 2.0 Part 1. And because it is techno, Job 2.0 Part 2. Aha! You'll have to wait and see. And then today's Facebook post, Seeking to be Heard.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Let me check. Nope. No politics. Entertainment. Oscar here, Oscar there. No Oscar anywhere. And current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation. You want to know why that is? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break and then come back, but you win. Stand by.
In his hands, I'm changing to a servant of God.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
When you hear these phrases, where does your mind take you? Strolling along the water's edge, a fresh breeze gently blows as you hear children laughing and playing. Shopping in an open marketplace where the rustle of people buying and selling mixes with the scent of freshly baked bread and music that tickles your ears and adds pep to your step. Traveling with like-minded people who embody your hopes and embolden your faith in a majestic and serene country. These experiences only scratch the surface when you join us in Israel for 9 breathtaking days this fall. Capture the wonder of the Bible coming to life as you take the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land. Experience Israel in November 2017 like never before. See firsthand how the old and new combine to create a beautiful tapestry that will revitalize your faith. Become engulfed in the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes and culinary delights, all in the comfort of 4- and 5-star accommodations. For cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I think you can understand this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. And our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. And if you don't understand, let me help you understand that today, this particular day, is a very, very, very wet day indeed. And what happens when it gets wet if your roof ain't ready? Yow! That's not good. So if you need some help with the roofer, if you need help with the roofing, Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803 or ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. Or go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. But if in your house, you're in your house right now and you're not in the shower, but you seem to be getting wet like a shower, it is perhaps time to give Excalibur Roofing a call. Get what I'm saying? All right. I will tell you that on the way to work today, this was a record for me. I was moving a little slower because I had to get the Facebook post put together and had to get a few papers put together, and then I went to work. I didn't leave early. Left probably a little closer to the 8:20 mark, 8:25-ish, and I arrived at work at 5 to 10. That's how long it took me to get there. Hour and a half today. That's a long commute. An hour and a half is a long, long commute. It was a little, and I will say one thing. I'm driving at one point, and I finished my prayers because I spend a decent amount of time in prayer, you know, 40, 45 minutes, you know, no messing around. And so I'm done, and I'm driving and listening to a little worship, and the wind was so loud that I called my wife, and I had her listen through the phone because it almost felt like something was going to pick up the car and whoosk me away. It was really some kind of drive. Make sure you're concentrating on the road. Nothing that you're doing in your car is more important than taking care of your awareness while you're driving a car. And if it is the late play, if this is getting on a replay, that message is still good for any of you, anytime, anywhere. More important to get to your destination than to concentrate on fiddling with stuff inside the car before you get there. Okay? That's what it sounded like inside my car. So it's like, wow. I was listening to I Can Only Imagine, and then right after you get to the real worshipy part, I thought, I can only imagine that something's going to take my car, whisk me off. Okay. A couple things to make mention of that are worthwhile. Don't forget the mobile app for both iPhone and Android. Don't forget about the Gaither Vocal Band. That event taking place Sunday, April 9th at Shadow Mountain Community Church. Always a great time. For more information, you can go to Gaither.com. By the way, we're giving away tickets, and the winner is going to be announced 8:30 to 9 o'clock, March 31st, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock for those tickets. Don't forget that. That's a nice little opportunity.
Going to mention them before? That's before your show.
What do you mean?
Your show's on at 2, and he says the winner will be announced at 8.
Well, it's not going to be announced on my show. It'll be re-announced on our show.
Okay.
Is that what I should say? Re-announced? Announced againeth. That's for those that believeth. You understand what I'm saying, if. Okay, if. Let's get into our TDD. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, David Swin at KPRZ.com. Had some very nice comments today on the Facebook post. Really appreciative when people do that. Some people really needed it. It's just a soft word. We'll talk about that at the end of this hour. In the meantime, before we get there, let's get into our actual teaching. As soon as I can find out what I did with the piece of paper with the teaching, I guess I'll do it.
And the first things first.
It's the bottom of the pile. Thank you for that time staller. That really helped out. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 through 4. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 4. I did notice in going through all of my DDDs, and we've done well over 4,000 DDDs in the four-year span that we've done it, I've noticed that there are more from Revelation that are undone than any other book. I don't know why that is. Just one of those things where maybe it just didn't fit or seem right. This is one of those things that I have recently done, though, called The First Thing We Know. Revelation 21, 3 through 4 says this, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The former things have passed away. So we do a lot of speculation in Christianity, not bad speculation, but we sit there and anticipate, well, you know, heaven could be like this or it could be like this. And you get a couple of symbolic pictures, and maybe they're literal and maybe they're symbolic, and they're probably both. But the reality is when you get into Revelation 21, you get this sense as to what the Lord is trying to say a little bit to us about what heaven and eternal life is going to be like. And the first and foremost element of definition in Revelation 21 is that God is dwelling with us. Now, I find this amazing because God created man, put him in the garden, and wanted to dwell with man, but then man's rebellion created that tension between God and man. Then Jesus comes, and what's one of the names for Jesus? Emmanuel, God with us. So in the beginning of Genesis, you find that God is trying to be with us. In the middle of the Bible, in the beginning of the New Covenant, you find out God is trying to be with us through the name Jesus Christ, Emmanuel with us, God with us. And now at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation at the end, here again, God just wanting to be with us. And I think there's a lot of miss that takes place on what the Lord desires, and he just desires as us, as his children, to spend time with us and to be with us. So instead of this difficult process, when we get to heaven, there will be no sin that separates us. There will be no process where we're at a distance. We will be close with the Lord to the point where the Lord's dwelling is amongst us. He himself will be there as God. And so God is going to be dwelling with us, he himself. And I want to make sure you understand that we might not fully grasp how that will take place, but we understand this message. God is going to hang out with us. When you were growing up and you were like went to school, maybe you had a group of kids that you hung out with. Did you ever hang out with kids? Hey, you want to go hang? You want to get together? Hang out? Sure. Or if you grew up and you were not very socially connected, you would always think, man, I wish I could hang out with those guys. Oh, look, it's the jocks or oh, it's the freaks or whatever. And it's like, yo, I wish I could hang out with those guys. There's nobody better in the universe to hang out with than the king of the universe, and he's going to be hanging out with us. And it's like, oh, right. You know, one of the things we talk about on the show is the underrated element that the church gives in eternal life and spending eternity with God. You're going to hang out with God. Don't you grasp that? You think, well, I really admire this person. I really admire this person. Really? I admire the king of the universe. I want to hang out with him. That's the guy. And he's going to hang out with me. That's part of heaven. Another part of heaven is this. Every tear from their eyes will be wiped away. Every tear. What does tear represent? Do you think he's talking about allergies? No. What is God talking about when he says every tear will be wiped away? You know what he's talking about. There won't be any more death. There won't be any more sorrow. There won't be any more mourning. There won't be any more crying. And there won't be any more pain. Death and mourning and crying and pain are all going to be eliminated. People say, well, you know, am I going to remember people from the past? And will that create sorrow in my heart? Well, you may or may not remember people from the past. I don't know how God's going to set that up. I can tell you one thing. There won't be any pain in your memories. Because the Lord is going to wipe away every tear. And that, my friends, could you imagine just right now, a life with no pain? Life that you're conscious in, active in, functioning in, no pain, no sorrow, no crying, never a dark spot on your heart. That is what heaven's going to be like. That's the first thing we know. First thing we do know about heaven is that we are going to be free from pain. We're going to be free from crying. We're going to be free from tears. And it's all going to be new. You think it's exciting when you get a new car? How about when you have a new entrance point into eternity and everything is fresh and brand new? And there is no pain allowed. That, my friends, we know. That is a heaven worth enduring to get to. That's a hope worth sharing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Then we're going to techno blow your mind.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Hello?
Hey, honey. I just had a crazy idea. How about we go share a dessert together after work tonight?
Ooh, I like it. One dessert, two spoons, a 30-minute escape. You're on.
And that's how you can have dates on a dime. Just one of 100 fun ways to date without busting your budget. Available free from Family Life Today when you log on to our station website and use the keyword dating. Dates on a Dime, 100 great ideas. And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win The Ultimate Date, a free weekend getaway for a married couple to a Family Life Ministries Weekend to Remember Marriage Conference. Biblically based insights from top speakers and marriage experts with encouragement, hope, and practical tools to build and grow your relationship. Get your free Dates on a Dime booklet and enter to win a Weekend to Remember.
Go to KPRZ.com and type in the keyword dates.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. William, that's Wilhelm Spoon. Wilhelm Spoon doing the music for us. Thank you very much. Wilhelm, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. So I just got confirmation with our very own Steve Wheeler. He will be in the studio 1 week from Thursday to have an opportunity to share with us all the things that are going on in taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, in bringing rural pastors financial, educational, moral support to continue plant churches where they've never heard the name of Jesus Christ before, to help continue to build wells so people can have clean drinking filter systems for villages so people can live longer, and to network between all the different ministries and ministers advancing the gospel. He'll be in studio. He's my go-to guy as a guest host. So for those that do not know, I am on baby watch. Baby watch is not technically for me, per se, as I am grandpa. But it is the second tier watch, and when baby watch takes place, then I might have to give Steve a call and say, come on down, so that I can go help with the process of my grandson coming into the earth and recognizing that as soon as he gets through, he's going to go, wait, it was better in the earlier place. But that's besides the point. So I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org. Check out what they do, their ministries, their videos, their pictures, their testimonies. It, in and of itself, is just an encouragement, and I hope you will take advantage of that. Again, I encourage you, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a fantastic way to go about that. Our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience. I got six Facebooks. I don't know what any of them do. All I know is all six of them say David something. I think the sixth one is David is a moron, something like that. And then don't forget hisappointment.com. We've had some activity there, and we encourage people to get a book. If you're looking for a book that will challenge you to get connected in fellowship somehow, recognizing that not every church is a bad church or not every experience is a life-ending experience, and you can only use your excuse to stay away from ministering to others for so long before the Lord goes, that's enough. Get back to it. Okay? All right. We will wait on the other announcements. Let's get into our DDD. It's called Job 2.0 Part 1. We've decided to play some techno music for you directly from who? Who's this from? It's from Siri. Siri. Okay,
boots
go ahead.
And cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
Yep, that's quality right there. That's how you do a quality sound fill for those that are looking for it in the radio industry. You just play that and say
boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
There. That's all you need to know. Here it is. Job 2.0 Part 1 coming out of Isaiah chapter 38. You used to love me. You will love me less after this. Isaiah chapter 38 verses 13 through 15. Okay. I waited patiently till dawn. But like a lion, he broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end of me. I cried like a swift or thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. Lord, I am oppressed. Support me. But what can I say? He has spoken to me. He himself has done it. Oh, people are not going to like it. If you like prosperity gospel, change the station right now, because this is not going to fit with your theology. Isaiah the prophet talking about the process of waiting on the Lord patiently till dawn. You ever waited on the Lord? You know, they always say, wait on the Lord and he'll renew your strength. That is not something you go, oh, super duper, I'm super excited. It's like going to the doctor, right? Have you ever gone to the doctor? And you get there 2 minutes ahead of time, right? You do. I do. We do. And you wait, what, 30 minutes before they say, come over here and step on the scale so I can tell you you're fat. Then you go into the room, right? This is how good the docs have it right now, right? And I don't blame them. I'm just telling you the process. And then you go into the room, and what do? You wait another 15 minutes. So by the time the doctor gets there, you're waiting 45 minutes. Hey, waiting is not always the most fun. But we're told we need to wait, and we do need to wait. And the reason that it's not fun for a lot of us is patience is not our strong suit, because we are not doctors. See if you can pick up that joke in a minute. See, you're not a doctor, so you don't have any patience. Okay, there you go. Anyway, so he's talking and he goes, you know, he says, it's like a lion. He broke all my bones. Day and night, you made an end of me. I cried like a swift or a thrush. I moaned like a mourning dove. My eyes grew weak as I looked to the heavens. Lord, I'm oppressed. Support me. Have you ever felt like that? Like, oh, I think I'm at the end. I'm just really tired and I'm really weary. I don't know how much strength I have. And I'm going through a really difficult trial. And what's the deal? And then Isaiah says this one thing that everybody wants to cross out of their Bible, but you can't. He says, what can I say? He has spoken to me. He himself has done it. Get it? Ready? Are you ready? Seriously, you ready? He did it. Here's a word that people may despise. You know, sometimes you go through a tough time. Here's the one you don't want to hear. This is from the Lord. It's me. It's like, what? No, I can't be going through this tough time, this tough trial. Remember we talked about going through pain, and going through pain gives us a couple of important elements. It refines our faith. It makes our faith purified. Plus, going through painful experiences, in fact, connects us to Jesus Christ as he went through pain. And sometimes that process you go through is difficult. But it can be the Lord who ordered it. And then people will say, theologically, isn't the bad, the tough, the difficult, the awful, isn't it always because of Satan? Isn't happy God, but sad Satan? No, that's not what Scripture says. No, no, Dave, you're wrong. It's happy God, sad Satan. No, it's not what Scripture says. No, no, Dave, you don't understand. It's happy God, sad Satan. No. The Lord makes good times and difficult times. The Lord lifts up one and puts down another. There is joy in the kingdom of God and there is tribulation. There is grace and there is mercy and there is pain and there is trial. There is sanctification, there is glorification. They are not the same, yet they both happen to you. But Dave, isn't happy God and sad Satan? No. Isaiah 45:7, I form the light and I create the darkness. I bring prosperity and I create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. But Dave, isn't happy God and sad Satan? No, not according to God. And when we come back, we're going to look and see why that might be. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
If you have a son, you want to make sure you do all you can to help him grow up to be a good man. Today, some tips to help you accomplish that goal. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Rick Johnson, writing for Focus on the Family, says a man's primary role is to provide for, protect, and be in relationship with his family. That role requires a man to develop character. He realizes many have been involved with men who did not live up to their primary roles, and consequently, their sons may not have had an ideal role model. So he offers a list that he compiled with the help of single moms, detailing many of the qualities that make a good man. First, perseverance. Greatness is born by perseverance in the face of adversity. Few things worth doing are ever easy. Next, courage. Teach your son to lead courageously, to stand by his convictions, even when they may result in pain, sorrow, or negative consequences. Then compassion. Point out everyday examples of bullies and explain to your son the ramifications for everyone involved in each scenario. Another is self-discipline and self-control. They are different yet inexplicably woven. Self-discipline is doing something we don't want to do but should. Self-control is not doing something we want to but should not. And finally, honesty. Let your son know that you expect honesty from him at all times, even when he's made bad choices. And remind him, a man who is honest with himself is honest with others. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running, running and running and running.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, who will be in tomorrow, in the studio tomorrow. Always great fellowship when Sam comes in the studio. Because we talk about real estate because he's one of the top real estate agents in the country. But we also talk about life. I'm interested to get his take on the recent freak out between the government powers and the media powers. I think it's amazing to get different people's perspectives. So you can always tell somebody where they're landing in the camp by about the first or second sentence. You'll know exactly what's going on. Here's the thing to remember about Sam. He is an expert in real estate. He's not, I do a little real estate. I got a license from a bubblegum machine, and I do a little real estate. I sell a house. There's 25,000 real estate agents in Southern California. Sam was in the top 20. You know? I mean, if you're in the top 200, you're in the top 1%. So he's in the top 1/10 of 1%. Like, ooh. You can go to thinksam.com. thinksam.com. 858-780-1-SAM. Maybe you're looking at your house going, I need a front door. I need a kitchen. I need a few things. Maybe, you know, a roof, which you can call Excalibur Roofing. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house so that you can sell it. When it sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow. Does not charge you any interest. That's pretty cool. Comes out and meets with you, talks with you, walks with you, makes sure that he understands the property and the greatest value, the most you can get for your property, understanding the blood, sweat, and tears. And additionally, if you buy or sell through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission and he gives it to whatever ministry or church he wants. Like, come on, that is pretty solid stuff. And he has an opinion. He has a position. You might not agree with it. But that has nothing to do with his excellence in his work. But he won't take his opinion and force it on you. That's what I do. He'll take that opinion and share with you if you ask him. He is a man of conviction. Conviction where he stands as best as he can in the Lord and in the Lord's word. ThinkSam.com. 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 And what we say, if it's not you and it's somebody else, you need to get them towards Sam. We say, send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Oh, that's a little closer to Yosemite. Send them to Sam. Right?
Getting
a little
closer. Yeah, that's good.
Getting there. Yeah, it takes a little practice. All right, let's get into our It's Job 2.0 Part 2. What do you got for music on that one?
And already I am. Second verse, same as the first. Second verse, same as only people who are old will really appreciate that song. I'm just saying. Was that Herman's Hermits?
Yeah. Good memory.
Yeah. Some days, you know, I remember the really important things. I'll remember scriptures and movies or songs or shows that have nothing to do with anything important.
I was going to say Monty Python quotes is definitely in there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are a few too many in this brain right here. So in the first part of this, Job 2.0 part one, we talked about the reality that people are walking around this planet going, you know, happy means God, sad means Satan, and there's nothing in there that's like that. In fact, if you really want to understand God, as you go through his word and read the Psalms and read Isaiah and read Jeremiah, you'll find out that the heart of God has been crushed over and over and over again by the very people that should be making him happy. And so he shares that, and one of the things that Jesus does is manifests the burden of carrying that ministry to us, and it's a burden that we share. We should understand that. But it doesn't just end there. So I want to make sure that we reiterate that not all the time in your life is happy equals God, sad equals Satan. That's just a non-existent, bizarre kind of new agey thought process. So we're going to take the next part of this same verse. We talked about Isaiah 38:13 through 15 through the first half of the verse. Now we're going to look at the second portion, which is Isaiah 38:15b through 17. It says this: I walk along slowly all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. Lord, by such things men live, and my spirit finds life in them too, because you restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. And in your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. This is the part that people don't want to kind of get into. But see, the Lord takes difficult times, anguishing times, painful times, and he weaves them into our life in such a way that it reaps for us fruit that is Christ-like, faith that is refined, attitudes of determination and commitment, not abandonment of the faith, but steadfastness in the faith. So when people say, well, all good is from God, all bad is from Satan, all happy is from God, all sad is from Satan, you go to Job 2:10, Job replied, are you talking like a foolish woman? Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? Or Isaiah 42:24, who handed Jacob over to become loot and Israel to become plunder? Was it not the Lord? No, it's the Lord. But when the Lord allows things to take place in our lives, he has a purpose. The Lord doesn't do things in our life to torment us. The Lord doesn't do things or allow things in our life because he's bored and he wants to see how high he can get your leg to kick. The Lord does things in our lives for our benefit. And if I could give you all the answers as to why God did each and everything, I would be a genius, but I'm still going through it in my own life. Oh, Lord, why did you let this happen? Now, in my heart, as I know scripture, I know there's a reason, but I don't focus on I know there's a reason. I focus on, ouch, that hurts. Stop hitting me. That's what I focus on. And we have to understand a few things, that Satan tries to do things to us to torment us. In that whole exchange with Satan and God, Satan was like, let me torment him, let me torment him. Now, here's the truth. Satan is still God's lackey. I don't know, you can say whatever you want. But Luke 22:31, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Satan had to ask permission to go after Simon Peter, period. That's New Testament, folks, if you're unaware. And he had to ask permission to do certain things. Satan can't just do whatever he wants. But what the Lord allows, he has purpose for. Whereas Satan probably, as we can tell, gets some kind of joy in just the tormenting process. God uses everything for the purpose of refinement and connection and collection and strengthening and enduring and encouraging. God has a purpose behind all that he allows. The enemy is just trying to inflict pain. You see that difference? One is purpose and one is pain. And then he says this in the scripture. He says, you restored me to health. Restoration is coming. You know, you go through a tough time. I've gone through many, many tough times. But folks, when you're going through the wilderness, God just doesn't say, well, you're in the wilderness. Now I'm leaving. I'm going to Pluto. Good luck. Live in the wilderness. Don't get too much sand in your shoes. What the Lord does is he allows you to go through that wilderness, strengthens you, draws you closer to him, and then brings you to the promised land. There's a restoration process. But verse 17 is the verse you ought to go into your Bible right now, Isaiah 38:17. Use a marker, highlight it. If your person's like, no, I will never put that in my Bible, then take a sticky note and put it underneath there with the little, you know, gum sticking where it doesn't ruin the paper, whatever. And this is what you should remember. Verse 17 of Isaiah 38. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. God may allow you to suffer anguish, and it may have purpose, and it has definite benefit, but because of his love, he doesn't let it destroy you. He knows how far you can go. Want to hear something amazing? You don't. You only think you know how far you can go, but God, being all-knowing, actually knows how far you can go. See that difference? And so it's all for our own good, and it's by his love that he keeps us, that it doesn't go that one straw too much. And that's because he loves us. And everything he allows for us has purpose. Again, understand the difference. God does things for purpose. The enemy does things for pain. And the Lord will refine you out of it, make you like Jesus. And no, it's not the greatest picnic in the world, but it has value of eternal reaping when you do it with God. And on the other side, you go back and go, well, I'm so glad I went through that. If I didn't go through that, I wouldn't know this. Well, we do that all the time in dumb things. How much more divine things, right? You got to have confidence. He knows what he's doing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
There. All done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the yard?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-222-1963. 800-222-1963. That's 800-222-1963.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. To know God and all that God revealed about himself is the highest pursuit of life. That's why the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. No one can be wise or understanding without knowing God. And how can you know God? Well, the Lord said that you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. There's only one way to really know all that has been revealed about God, and that's by making the acquisition of that knowledge the pursuit of your life. And where do you find that? You find that in the Bible. The first step of that pursuit is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the rest of your life you spend in the Word of God getting to know God. What a tremendous life calling. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Tomorrow on our show, 307, tomorrow we're going to have Reuven Doran on. He is the CEO, president, and controller, and director, and chairman of the board of Genesis Tours. Now, I gave him all those titles. I don't know. He's the owner. I mean, that's what I just assume he is on all those things. Genesis Tours, one of the better tour companies that exists. Now, there are many fantastic tour companies. So this is the only one that's good. Oh, that's ridiculous. But Genesis Tours does very, very well, gets a tremendous amount of participation reviews, and they're very high. They do an excellent job for Salem. Salem is trying to make it right now so that not just in San Diego, but all across the country, that different church groups, so let's say you're a group of 30 or you're a group of 80 or 200 or 400 or 500, and you're just not in that place where the church is quite big enough to get those special discounts for people that want to go to Israel. So Salem is trying to curb and kind of tailor some of these programs so that you can do a tour as a church, and it doesn't require every single person in the church to go there, and then we can put a couple of those churches kind of like together. So when you get like 8 or 9 tours that are paid for, they'll turn around and say, we'll give you 2 tours free, and then you can split that money amongst themselves. So let's say a tour is normally $5,000. I'm just using that as an example. And then you got 10 people, and that would normally be $50,000. Okay, got it. Well, what they'll turn around and say was, you got the same amount of people, it'd be $50,000, but we'll give it to you for $40,000. Now take that $40,000 and spread that around the 10 people. So instead of $5,000 a person, it becomes $4,000 a person. That's all. It's pretty simple math. Not a big deal. Listen, they're not going to lose money, and you're not going to get the trip for free, which I know you get that. But it's an opportunity to step into that and utilize or take advantage of putting things together. Like, that's a great system. I mean, people do that in a multitude of ways. It's a great way to do that for a trip to Israel. So I encourage you to either go to it's easiest, do this. Go to kprz.com. Just don't go anywhere else. You'll see on there it talks about the trip that's taking place with Pastor Sean Thornton, Senior Pastor at Calvary Community Church out of Westlake Village. It's a 10-day journey to the Holy Land. It's going to be fantastic. Reuven will tell us more about it tomorrow. I encourage you to check it out. And I'll help coordinate, put the churches together. And no, I'm not going to get a free trip out of it unless they sell like 100 trips. And then they got to sell 200 because I don't go anywhere without my wife. So it's kind of how it goes. And you're thinking, well,
300 and bring tugboat.
I can take tugboat along. That's right. And then for 400, we can take the three of us and just have an empty seat. No,
Levi.
Levi, sure. He ought to make a nice trip to Israel. Ought to be fun for him. At least his name fits right in there. All right, let's get into our Facebook post for today. What do we got for Facebook post music?
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
I like that. Got to have that with music, though, at some point, you know? Hello? Hello? It reminds me of the joke of the parrot, I'll tell you, and the plumber later. Psalm 34, verse 4 says this. I want you to listen, because this was a blessing for some people. I bet it can turn out to be a blessing for you. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. On our part, there needs to be some seeking. Where
David says, I sought the Lord. That is darash in the Hebrew. That's the word. Darash, D-A-R-A-S-H. It means to go to a place, to frequent it. So, for example, if you frequently went somewhere, that would be the, you know, I sought the Lord kind of thing. That's that same. So let's say you go to, you know, people have like favorite haunts or favorite places they go, or you always end up here or you go there. It's like that's that mentality. That's the seeking part. Go to a place to frequent it, to be there often and be there a lot and to know it by, you know, because you're there a lot. On God's part, there's the hearing. So we seek the Lord, right? That's the seeking. That's darash. In his part, there's the hearing. And the hearing, that word is a na, root word in the Hebrew, which means it is to make an answer for something or someone. So on one part, it's to frequent or to go to a place often. And then on the other part, from God's part of you, it's to answer for something or someone. In our case, we're someone. So we frequently go to the Lord and he answers on our behalf. That's, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. To be delivered by the Lord is for him. I want you to follow all these words. These all apply. Means to rescue us, to save us, to recover us, to deliver us, as in from an enemy, to strip us away from an enemy's influence, or to plunder an enemy on our behalf. Those are all deliverances. Those are all the Lord delivered me from my fears. And fears are, get ready because this is important, whatever just came into your mind when I said that, that's your fear. What is your fear? I don't know. What are you afraid of? What are you fearful of? That's your fear. And that fear loses its power in the Lord. You will find in the Lord the solution and the deliverance and the freedom from a fear that is in you that torments you. Maybe your fear has to do with provision. Mine often does. Or maybe your fear has to do with just, you know, I want to make sure I'm saved. Only the people that care about being saved ever ask that question. Those are only the people that are saved really ask that question. Here's the key. I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from all my fears. That is an active process between you and God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then you'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.